Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're resuming our conversation with multi-James Beard Award-winning chef and restaurateur Nancy Silverton. Angelinos particularly know her for the Mozzaplex series of restaurants at Highland and Melrose in Los Angeles. Also has done 11 cookbooks, the most recent one being The Cookie That Changed My Life, and more than 100 other classic cakes. Definitely on her way to an event right now and graciously is talking with us from the road, so we apologize about that. And it is a pleasure to welcome Nancy Silverton back to the show. Nancy, as I said earlier, you have a very busy weekend because tomorrow afternoon you are on the cooking stage at the LA Times Festival of Books talking about The Cookie That Changed My Life. But also earlier in the day, you are at Michael's Restaurant in Santa Monica that is celebrating a huge anniversary. And if I remember correctly, you were the original pastry chef at Michael's. It was your first major credit. And boy, what to look back on. Can you give us the number in terms of what anniversary this is? Because I know it's a big one.
Yeah, you know what? I just want to just clear up a couple things. So the festival of books is in the afternoon, and the Michael's celebration, which I believe the money that's raised for this anniversary party is going to share our No Kid Hungry.
Yeah, share our strength. It's a charity event, right?
And that's going on, I believe it's at 2 to 4, and that I'm missing because I'll be at the LA Times Book Fair. I'm going afterwards to the tail end when people are just sort of winding down, and then the chefs that are participating are going to still be there. And that's celebrating the 45th year of Michael's Restaurant, which, if there's any of your listeners out there that are restaurant owners, 45 years is unheard of, right? And, but, you know, at Michael's, I wasn't the pastry chef. I was the assistant pastry chef, and I worked under Jonathan Lackland. So he was the chef, and my pastry chef was the same very, very talented young guy named Jimmy Brinkley. So there I was the assistant pastry chef, and I started there 6 months after Michael's opened. So I can't say I was the original crew, but early on. So here I'm celebrating or having a collaborative dinner with Jonathan tonight in Ojai, and then both of us will see each other at the 45th anniversary/fundraising event at Michael's.
Nancy, I think you need to clone yourself. What do you think?
But then what fun would that be? I wouldn't get to do all the wonderful things that I get to do because, you know, Monday I leave from London to work at my restaurant there for a week and then off to Spain on sort of a hosted trip by one of our importers, and then a quick jaunt over to Paris, invited to cook dinner for a 10-person experience at, get this, Versailles. So I'll be assembling food, because I don't know if you can have any heat in the kitchen of Versailles, but I will be preparing some sort of a meal there.
Wow. Nancy, I don't know how you keep your schedule, but it is intriguing listening to it. And getting back to Michael's, Michael McCarty is a restaurant, Nancy, restaurateur, really impresario. And one thing he is really known for in all the years of Michael's in Santa Monica, and you know, you talked about 45 years for any restaurant anywhere. 45 years in Santa Monica is even more difficult because it's not the easiest environment for restaurants. There are a lot of rules and regulations and politics, and we won't get into all of that. But what, you know, Michael is really known for is so many young chefs have come out of Michael's to go on to great prominence on their own. Do you feel that one of his attributes is that he's very good at kind of sniffing out young talent? What would your perspective be on that?
100%, and that is sort of the key to the success of any restaurateur. I mean, when I think of the people that came from Cambodia, from Stan Drastic Jars to Stan Gowen at AOC to Goldman Armstrong to Ben Ford, I'm just like rattling off Roxana and friends and family. I'm just rattling off the successes. And Michael has as many as there's Wolfgang Puck and Kubaka. But one of my favorite favorite vision is that we all know the talented, wonderful, not only restaurateur, but TV icon, Brooke Williams, right? And she was the chef at Michael's at one point before she started to open up her own restaurant. And she was very quick to let me know that when I worked at Michael's in 1979, she was 6 months old.
That, you know, yeah. Nancy, that sounds like Brooke. definitely a lot of wonderful memories. And I want our audience to know that you can get a chance to see Nancy and enjoy a menu that she has inspired coming up May 17th. It's the Careers Through Culinary Arts Program annual gala dinner that it is the Jonathan Club. Always sells out, always a memorable evening. Ticket information is available at ccapinc.org. So that's ccapinc.org. All the ticket information is there. It is a multi-course wine pair dinner with a wonderful reception preceding it all on the rooftop deck of the Jonathan Club. Nancy, I know the menu is a work in progress and you kind of want to keep it under wraps, but can you tease us with just one course?
Well, you know what, to be 100% honest, we are still working on that. And the reason why is that when CCAP has these annual galas, right, it's usually for 250, 300 people. And so what they like to do or what they like to happen is that that person that's being honored designs that menu, but the Jonathan Club and their staff will be doing the cooking. And given that in mind, we need to together come up with a menu that we think is the most successful and the most easily translatable from their kitchen team, our food to their kitchen team. And so those are the details that we're working out right now. So it's not that I'm being secretive, because that's not the case, but just that there hasn't been a final. The ink's not dry.
Nancy, only fair. One thing we can guarantee our listeners, though, is there's going to be a spectacular dessert. Is that fair?
Let's say that's fair.
You know, just don't want to overstate anything. And again, to repeat that information for our listeners, this is the Careers Through Culinary Arts Program annual dinner gala, always a spectacular affair. Chef Nancy Silverton is being honored. And the information and ticket information is available at ccapinc.org. That's CCAPINC, like incorporated, .org. All the information is there, and we would love to see you that particular evening. And Nancy, I just wanted to let you know, yesterday was the annual for Los Angeles. It's our 30th year. The CCAP Scholarship Awards Breakfast, where the competing high school students in the CCAP program from LA and Ventura County compete for scholarships. And Nancy, yesterday morning, $714,000 in scholarships was awarded. So we're grateful for your support for this, but know where the money is going. $714,000 in scholarships. And the stories of these students, Nancy, as you know, they're heartwarming. So many of these students come from broken families, single families, no money, no ovens in their home kitchen. And the culinary arts has just given them a sense of purpose, a career, and a lot of life skills. So as you mentioned earlier, this is really important to the future of the restaurant industry, because this is where the Nancy Silvertons of tomorrow are coming from.
Yep. 100%. They're there.
Now, Nancy, real quick question before we need to say goodbye, because we got a pretty good connection right now. You have a very interesting project coming up in Los Angeles that I know very little about, but I'm very curious about. You have a huge fan who is also a restaurant investor for you by the name of Phil Rosenthal, who is well known in the entertainment industry as the executive producer and the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond. But he's really quite the foodie, and a hobby of his is investing in restaurants. And if I have it right, you're going to be doing a coffee shop in the Larchmont Village area of Los Angeles that really is funded by Mr. Rosenthal. Can you just give us a quick overview of that and when we might expect that? Because it's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, it is. You know, Phil is a good friend, and he's invested in all of the projects that I've done. And so I really feel like I do owe him a reciprocal favor, right? And that would be helping him to conceptualize with this dream he has of honoring his mother and father, Max and Helen, and that's what it's going to be called, by the way, but putting in a diner in a neighborhood that he's such a fan in and loves in and lives in. He proposed the idea, or kind of kiddingly in with the Phil Rosenthal sense of humor, that, look, at I need to be able to go to a place where I can get an open-faced turkey sandwich, and I can't find that place, and so I need to build my own. And that's kind of what he's doing, you know? He is building his sort of small little food stand, you know, fantasy. I mean, he's just obsessed with food. We know that from the shows that he does.
Oh, no kidding.
And now he gets to do this. It looks like it'll be in the fall. It's not an ambitious project. It's a small space. It used to be the Petite Greek in Larchmont Boulevard, on Larchmont Boulevard. So there's not a whole lot that is going to be going in as far as turning it into a restaurant. It was already a restaurant. Diners are pretty simple in their decor. And so it's going to go pretty quickly once the permits are underway.
Well, Nancy, we'll definitely be looking forward to following the progress of Max and Helen's, and hopefully come back in the fall. You'll be able to tell us more about it. But, you know, Phil Rosenthal is an L.A. original, a hilarious, funny guy when you talk to him one-on-one. Lovely daughter also. And as I say, we look forward to that project. Nancy, thanks so much for making the effort to be with us this morning. I know it wasn't particularly convenient, but we wanted to get the message out about the CCAP Gala, and we greatly appreciate that. Safe travels.
My pleasure. It's always really lovely talking with you. I forget you've been around for so long. You're so connected in the food world, and you really are a very lovely host. So thank you for thinking about me.
Well, Nancy, you're more than gracious, and again, safe travels. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, we're down to San Pedro, which is the land of the Trainee family. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.